Shop Superstar Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Man. No more Cam.
Nope.
Hey, man, look at your boy over there, man.
This old
bitter beer face over there.
He's vexed because
what's he mad at? What's he mad about, son?
He wants to be happy.
No, he don't.
And wants you to acknowledge
The Dolphins. that just typical.
Right? I mean, is this a...
Don't hurt yourself patting yourself on the back there. Oh, Jay Fiedler.
you want to get some off your chest? You're allowed.
Here he goes.
You're allowed, Jay.
I don't know if you've been aware of this, Jay, but there's a team in the AFC East not named the Patriots, Bills, or Jets is on a 7-game win streak right now. Seven.
Yeah, we talked about
seven.
This. We talked about this
Siete.
The last 2 days. And I'm sure you talked about this with your little brethren, Sipple, the Cookie Monster. You two are the two angriest dudes in the morning. He mad because people are making $1 million decisions, and you mad just because the Dolphins don't get no respect.
I am mad about that.
Winning seven games in the NFL is a big feat.
Thank you.
Period. Just to win seven in the season
I'm
is
I'm glad
is,
to
is
hear you say
feat.
That.
But with seven in a row, regardless of who you beat, it's still a hard feat to do.
Well,
and
now you said
and
so I respect
and
it.
And I said it yesterday, so you obviously ain't been listening.
I told you to call in yesterday morning.
Nobody answered the phone.
No, you didn't call.
And nobody
Harrison
answered
was
the
here.
Phone. Nobody returned on the Sartor Heyman text line. 402-464-5685. I only would got to hear a little bit because it's been kind of been chauffeuring back to the airport and stuff. So, DP had to come off of vacation to deal with some nonsense. This is like me coming in here dealing with you, Rico, and Babyface Gangster Nick. You know, you three.
Well,
three
I'm just glad that you give us a little bit of respect here.
I did. You just didn't listen yesterday. I gave you guys respect, and you know what? I said you guys are dangerous because you want to know why?
We are dangerous.
Because Ryan Tannehill is not playing well. The offense kind of got on track, but you guys play – I think you guys play hellified defense.
Thank you.
For
That's
you,
very
for
kind
you people
of you.
Out there, the little bit of Ebonis, hellified means good defense, okay? and the offense is just good. And I'm telling you, Duke Johnson –
I love him.
He's
big fan.
You need to if he's only on a 1-year deal, he needs to be your starting running back next year. He's more physical, and I think him being upset of how he got kind of Bradley Chubb was off the chain, so you can't be mad about that. But when they brought in the guy from Kansas City, never gave him a chance. Then he came to Houston. He actually played well in Houston, and then they brought in David Johnson. I mean, that dude. Hey, look, man, I've played with some guys that stole some money. All right, and you think they're stealing because they've, quote-unquote, been injured or they don't make the Pro Bowl, then they get injuries. I get all that. But homeboy David Johnson, hey, he coming in there with some MC Hammer Speedo leopard print mankinis on.
Whoa.
With no mask on, so just give me my money because I am stealing right now. I mean, I guarantee you because here's what we used to do on days off. Monday – well, the very few times we had Victory Monday and then Tuesday were our day out, we'd always go in like the Fifth Ward and eat, right?
They don't know Fifth Ward.
Yeah. So for you.
I'm going to nod my head and assume I know what you're talking
they
about.
They don't know Fifth Ward.
We go in there and eat and do some stuff. He can't go in the Fifth Ward because he'd be in there eating at Papa Do's or somewhere, one of the, and they would just be like, nah, dog, if he did get food, you know they spitting in his food, or he getting the food that is spoiled. He getting a lot of spoiled meat. But your Dolphins are, you know what? They're playing Tennessee at home, right?
Nope, in Tennessee.
Well,
the Dolphins since 2017 are 1-11 in games below 50 degree weather. It's gonna be a high of 38. So we can change a little narrative here.
Well,
Jay.
See, since you talked about it and you're thinking about it,
they're not thinking about it. Now, I just saw a stat. Now,
but you, as a fan, you just your vibe as a fan.
I'm nervous.
Dictates
I'm allowed
team.
To be nervous. I'm very nervous. I went from not caring about the season to now being in the playoffs as of right now.
Do you need some Pepto?
I would drink it right now. Yeah,
okay. You'll be all right. It's only Wednesday, so I mean, nothing you think about right now is going to change the game.
I just got to thank you, Jay, because your teams, the Texans and the Bills, both were huge.
The Bills beat the Patriots, which is big. What we should have been doing, and that's all there is to it. Now sit back, listen to what's about to come through these radio airwaves, and relax.
I'm relaxed. Yeah. Thank you for the compliments of the Miami Dolphins. I needed that.
I just want to point out, so David Johnson in the last
here you go.
2 years, 2 years, last 3 years. So he's got a $32 million guarantee, 24 guaranteed at the time. But since he's been on the roster, he gets additional money. Now, in the last two seasons, Nick, you haven't played a down in the NFL.
And I know he could get these yards.
Right? He has carried 62 times for 200 yards this year. Combined, he hasn't rushed for 900 in the last two and has received $26 million for those limited carries.
For our statisticians out there, all you guys that are into what the hell is it called when they use the stats to make
metrics,
what is that per carry and per yards?
209 carries for $26 million.
It's like $100,000+ a carry, right?
That's insane.
And
maybe
even more
you would say, okay, maybe he was receiving. But no, he's caught 62 passes.
And that was supposed to be his deal.
Right.
So the factor back.
62 pass receptions.
Hey, and you always wonder why GMs and coaches get fired. It is not an exact science out there.
But point this out. These are your Texans, right? Because I'm not claiming them no more.
I can claim them in name and structure. That is definitely not the organization I left.
Right. So peep this. That not only are you paying him – $13 million. You paying Watson?
Oh yeah.
How many people are they paying?
But Watson's different. They've chosen to do that, and their little plan backfired. They thought that they were going to bully Watson in on trying to like air out laundry and get him to stay. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Especially when you've been in the same circles.
Right. Y'all roll in to do the same thing, and he goes into room one. You go into room two, and you telling on the dude in room one.
Yeah, it was. Well, you're both wet from the same water.
yeah, whatever.
Like you're in the same pool.
Right.
You really can't complain about it.
Right. Yeah. So it's you know what though? Here's the deal. When you really, really think about it, is you know these guys that go in and I know David Johnson has some injury stuff, but at some point in time, the pride about him and his work has long been gone. That's why you see some of these guys, you know, declaring for the NFL. They'd be like, because they all see this. All you need is one dummy. One dummy
to pay you.
It's not just saying, oh, I need one team to like me enough to draft me or give me a chance. You just need one dummy to give you a deal, and then next thing you know, you're well on your way. So you can't be upset at it. You just got to, you know, just point at it and just shake your head, man. I just don't get it.
You brought up, you know, the whole opting out thing.
Oh, for the bowl, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, it'd be very hard for me to do it, but I was never in a position where I had a first or second round grade. Now, I played with two guys I got a ton of respect for that came back and played a full season with first or second round grades. So that's when I look at guys and seeing them, if they're saving themselves for fourth, fifth, sixth round grade, you know, you're looking at them like, You know you're going to be that regardless of anything that happens. And so, but when you get into situations to where guys are going to be drafted that high, or if there's not a lot of guys at his position that he has to make sure he cements himself, like in Pickett's case, as number one quarterback, you know, you can question it and you can understand it. I see both sides. Look, I never really – one thing I learned about in the NFL, you never talk about somebody's personal life, and then you never ever try to – you never try to dictate through the media or question anybody doing about their, you know, their finances. Right. And so you got to you know, they got to make the best decision for them, because for every, you know, Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, there's the Jake Butt and there's Jalen Smith that – literally by doing the right thing in soft quotes for the, you know, finishing out, not, you know, quitting or whatever, it cost them tens of millions of dollars. And Jalen Smith was lucky enough to have a team draft him, kind of put him in a redshirt year, play, pay him after he played well. And then that, but now he's just kind of bouncing around in the league because eventually the wear and tear from that original injury has caught up to him. And then Jake Butt was going to be a first or second round pick as a tight end from Michigan, blew his knee out. And he just retired after like 4 years, and that's after maybe blowing his knee out again while getting in the league. Now, you could say, yeah, you could get injured at any point in time, but he got injured at the point in time that he could have very easily opted out.
Because all of his retirement stuff is based on that.
Based on longevity.
Yep.
And, you know,
disability based on that.
Yeah, not the – I mean, that's just based on, you know, how jacked up you are, but it's – it affected the beginning of his earnings and then affected his ability to have future earnings. And I know that they don't have a GoFundMe in Michigan for, you know, $5-6 million for him. And so now granted, you know, I think, you know, I've heard Jake Buck talk about it. He has a great idea, a great mindset about it, but ultimately it's one of those things that will eventually eat at him because it's something that, you know, he did, and it's not like the university turned his back on him or anything like that. I'm sure he's, you know, he has the ability to go up there, and if he wanted to coach or whatever, he'd be more than welcome to get a job. So in that sense, that I know Michigan would probably take care of him. But there are cases where guys that, you know, I won't say ruin their careers, but it really, really affects their career.
Well, now, Marcus Dupree is the guy that comes to mind, a guy that if he had left as a freshman, he's number two pick.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the NCAA rules, right? I'm talking about you finished your college career, which is end of the regular season, and then you decide, okay, well, I'm going to get ready for my NFL career.
Right now, get up to a $15 gift card after rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Now, you'd like to play that one more game. I love playing at Nebraska, and I love playing with my teammates. It'd be very hard for me to be watching right now and watching, you know, Mike Brown and all those guys playing, and I'm sitting here, and I'm, you know, down at, like, Florida IMG and eating a smoothie with 50 grams of protein and just got done, you know, working out when those guys I know that went, as me being a captain, have wanted things out of them physically even when they were tired, you know what I'm saying? And so it's just a unique case. It's just day in the times of it. And there's a lot more money at stake. These rookies that are coming in making rookie minimum are up at $200,000 or $300,000. I think when I came, I made like 50. So it's a different, I mean, you could be a middle round pick, and if you get hang around, you could be, you might not be set for life. You're three quarters of the way there. So, I always respect people that are doing it. What I don't respect is if you show up before the season talking about what you're going to do at the end of the season.
Yeah.
What I don't respect is if you're out there kind of – I call it – football is a sport that you can't participate in. And I think in other sports you can.
There's blood and there's
because
blood and spit
it's just everything that it's physical, it's mental, it's emotional. So you know if you're out there and you're not fully playing football, then you know then I will question you that. But you know whether they do it, I mean there's as much as people are uptight. You know, Sipple's uptight about guys bowing out about that. You could be uptight by guys not coming back and finishing another year.
All of it to me seems like we've lost the vantage and perception.
Yeah.
We're talking about millions of dollars.
Yeah, and it's great for anybody to say what they would do when they're not in that position. You just never know until you're – well, that's one other thing, being in the NFL and being around people, you just never – you know, you can sit back, oh, I'd never do that, and whether somebody has some personal stuff going on or, you know, so forth and so on, oh, that's never going to be me or whatever – you just never put your judge hat on until you've ever come close or experiencing what they're going to or going through and decision they have to make. So, you know, I think the purity of college football changed years ago. And like I said, and I'll keep saying it, college football is professional sports. It's the closest thing to a minor league professional team or, you know, organizations as possible, because football is the only major sport that doesn't have a minor league, and the NFL is entertainment.
Well, wouldn't you say that Alabama, its football program is run at a higher professional efficiency than
a lot of pro teams. Yeah, and so is Ohio State. So at times was Clemson, maybe even Notre Dame. All of the teams that are consistently highly ranked are probably – operating at a better clip than
Jacksonville,
Detroit, Chicago. Yeah. I mean, I can go through and pick through teams.
Washington.
I mean, Houston, Washington. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't say the Chargers, but the Chargers have long had some issues.
Well, they haven't They haven't had that sort of ultimate success.
Like well,
they got beat, and then.
But they had the most talented team, and they'd always lose. But I'm just saying, just from. You know, their whole stadium deal, how they go about signing their draft choices. If you look at their it's always like language. Like, you just picked this guy, mm-hmm. right? So you know what the same contract that the person got picked the year before and the year before in that same slot and the guy ahead of him and below of him, you're somewhere in between. It's, so when you call
so
his 80, agent.
80% or 100 – from 80% to 120%. Of the last slotted guy.
It's going to be 100%. It's a matter of who's drafted ahead of you and below you, and everything goes from there, and it goes through the NFLPA, but you can't call a guy up knowing that you got to start at $5 million and offer him $1
million. Right. So
two weeks before training camp.
So imagine that number one pick, the value of the contract will be somewhere around $37 million with a signing bonus of $24 or $25 million. If you're in the top 10 – the contract value, and again, those are three. It's 3 years. Or is that four?
First round guys are four, and right. Then the team can give you know do the option, and have you for you know like a fifth year, you know, and they pick up your option.
So the number 10 pick next year will have a contract value 4 years, $20 million with a
guaranteed
$12 million signing bonus.
But it's all guaranteed.
Yeah, all guaranteed. Can't mess it up. Even if you drop down to 20. It's $14 million and $7
million. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of choices to be made, so you can't get mad at them for making those choices.
Look, if somebody said to me that even if you're the number 32 pick, your four-year deal will be a $12 million, $5.5 million signing bonus if just by being in the first round. Like, just by being in the first round. And I understand, you know, purists who say, well, it wasn't always that way. Well, just because it was doesn't mean it was always good. What it was always right. What I would say is, if somebody calls my nephew and says, here's what you want to do professionally,
right.
We're going to put you in, you're going to fall, automatically you're going to fall in the $14 million, $5 million area.
Right.
He can always get his degree.
Yeah, you can go University of Phoenix, can't you?
Yeah, like he's not going to always.
You can buy a degree these
University
days.
University of Arizona, Phoenix, yeah, Phoenix is everywhere.
Phoenix, or whatever it is.
Phoenix is everywhere, right?
Yeah, or whatever the online. Look, man, these kids got to make their decision. And you look at, if you look at the two kids from Ohio State, they've played in national championship games. since the time they've been there. They were, this year is so odd to them. They didn't even make the Big Ten championship. It's a long time for them to be weighing their future to get ready to play one game. So they probably, you know, since Thanksgiving, and then they'd be playing New Year's Day. Now, granted, I'll say this. It would be very hard for me personally not to play. But I never was in that position of getting –
If you were a first-round guy.
It would be – I'd have to make a decision because, I mean, linebacker's different. You know, I mean, literally all these guys got to do is get ready and get in shape. And you know they're going to run good.
Make sure the hamstrings are loose.
You're right. And just run a good 40 because they got excellent tape.
Right.
So it would be. I would have to make a decision, and it would be something that I would talk to, you know, in this case, Coach McBride, Coach Osborne, Coach Solich, and of course my dad.
I can't imagine walking away from $15 million.
Yeah, well, you're not walking away. It's like, you know, but you'd have to have
putting
plan.
It at risk.
You would have to have a Lloyd London's policy, I assume, yep. And then you, based on what you're projected to go. And then if you drop below that, you get a little bit of money based on that. But that's where guys will try to do it. But, you know, the Ohio State kids, look, Ohio State's going to put a good product out there. They got Marvin Harris Jr. and the other receiver, number 11, that are going to be first-round picks themselves. So don't think Utah's right. getting a day off.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think number 11 might be better than Olave and Wilson anyways. And then Marvin Harrison Jr., if he didn't get hurt through camp, he'd be eating into their stuff anyways. And so, and then you still got Stroud as the quarterback, and they got two excellent tight ends. They got a running back that's a true freshman. And I know that Haskell Garrett isn't going to be playing, and he's had some injury issues all year, and he's kind of turned it on towards the end of the season. So I can understand him from an injury standpoint wanting to be fully healthy for when he has to go through the you know, underwear Olympics. So, I mean, I see everybody's point. But I think that you need to probably have that same energy about what's going on here with where you guys' mindset is. Because if you're showing – I can tell you this. Amon Green went early. Lawrence Phillips was number six pick, maybe even higher. Grant Wisdom and Jason Peter were both in the top 14. I was on the team where Zach Wiegert was picked high. I'm trying to think of all the guys that were picked up. Michael Booker, Tyrone Williams, mm-hmm. Mike Brown, Tony Veal. I mean, we had 20 out of the 22 guys on the defense in 95. I think 20 got drafted. And I think only reason Phil Ellis didn't get drafted is because he wanted to go be an engineer and go work for his, you know, on the farm or whatever back in Grand Island. But nobody ever showed up. At the beginning of the season talking about the NFL, and nobody played for the betterment of them before the team.
Yeah. And
so if you mad about the end product, you got to be mad at the beginning product.
Well, I mean, I think
– And we ain't in no position to be thinking about that no way because we flat out garbage at 3-9.
If and I want to ask this in the correct way. A general rule for coaches, if you're not playing for playoffs and championship or in playoffs and championships, at some point – they need to see what is left in the cupboard.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, like so, what they start doing is the younger guys start getting more reps and they want to see what they can do. That's why bowl games are so important. Yes, the bowl games is the very end, and you want to win that bowl game and go into the offseason with the positive of a W. But you get a whole month of another – you get pretty much another free spring ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, practice. Granted, you're not going to be, you know, banging on each other that much, but you're going to be able to
get in the playbook, understanding, conditioning.
Well, you're just going to – it's not even that. It's just you're going to get guys – if you have a really, really good, like, just say receiver group that's young, but you have a senior and two juniors or just two seniors and you got, you know, rest or, like, sophomore, you're going to be able to get those guys – a ton of reps, see what works for them and see what doesn't work. And then it's going to – at the time I was playing, you know, the recruiting period was – the signing date was in February or whenever it was. So then, you know, as you're going out to recruit people, you know, okay, I know this guy can actually really play. I thought maybe we need two receivers. We only need one. Or we maybe need a JUCO receiver instead of – because I know I got 3-4 young horses coming up, so forth and so on. So – It's more or less the practice and the ability to get better. And you got to think for, you know, in Nebraska's case, you know, 2 years ago you didn't get to have spring, which everybody didn't. And then so you kind of get that back. But then you get to get healthy, develop some younger guys, get them in, still play the guys that are going to obviously most likely help you win the game, but then also play or at least practice some of the guys that are going to help you win in the future. Look, Michael Booker played, I wouldn't say sparingly during the season, but he got healthy, got into the bowl practices, had a pick six against Florida. Next thing you know, he's first round pick the next year. Went top 12.
So from the, I want to double dip this and then get to it right back after the break. But the text line asks this question or makes the statement. Bowl games are dead, fellas. Completely pointless for kids that are NFL bound. But I want to here's what we're going to address when we come back. One, is there a way to fix the bowl system as this of these guys play? And I think I have an answer. And then two, as a teammate, whether you would be bothered by any of this. So those two questions we'll address when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.